Good evening, everyone. The Winchester Town Board is now in session. Would you like to say the Pledge of Allegiance, Patrick?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, sir. Okay, well, good evening, everyone. We are privileged to have with us on the phone
Judy Siegel.
To my right,
Patrick Becker.
And I am John Delabos. Our chair, Mr. Mikes, is not here tonight, and our vice chair was supposed to be here, but maybe he'll show up. In the meantime, we have our secretary, Victoria Bonner, and we have our county liaison, Beatrice Martinez, and we have the county represented by
Laura Fagley from the planning department.
Oh, okay. I was sorry. I got kind of faked out there for a minute.
She's our planning commissioner.
Planning commissioner. All right. Very good. So you're making a visit, huh?
Yes.
Wonderful. That's good.
Just to thank you guys. Yeah. I think you guys do a wonderful job.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. This first portion of the meeting is for public comment. If anyone in the audience has comments that are just generally about the agenda, there's no discussion at this juncture. We haven't talked about anything, but we certainly would take your comment about the agenda. When you do speak, please stand. Please come to the front. If you can stay where you are tonight because there's not that many people, but we would appreciate you giving your name, identifying yourself, and if you who you're representing or what item you're representing, so we know why you're here. Let's see. If you need more than 3 minutes to present, we can extend you a little extra time. It's not like we're overburdened tonight. Let me make a motion for the approval of the minutes for May 11th. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, okay. And also approval of tonight's agenda. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do we have any informational items from the county?
No informational items.
No items.
What about the stakeholders thing, the media?
Oh, for
Transform
Clark County?
We talked about it last meeting.
Oh, okay. On the 8th?
Oh, no, she was talking about the meeting upcoming.
There's a stakeholders meeting.
Yeah, there is. Mm-hmm. Kenneth Dayton, 2 minutes, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. At least he's sharing.
So there will be a Transform Clark County meeting on
June 8th.
Yeah, there's two sessions. There's an afternoon and an evening. I'm an evening guy because afternoon bifurcates my day.
Have to RSVP, everyone can go to transformclarkcounty.com to join. It's Tuesday, June 8th.
Yes, and that's open to anyone. We're discussing zoning issues and other things that will help us rewrite Title 30, which we're going to begin doing here real soon. So this is kind of, I think, to tee that up, so to speak, if I'm not mistaken.
The first one's at 1 p.m. and the second one is at 6 p.m.
Thank you. Yeah, I knew it was after an evening. Thank you for the time. So I didn't remember. I knew mine was 6. Okay, so let's move to the planning and zoning agenda. Our first item is UC-21-0157, Lori Pebworth, a use permit to allow vehicle repair. Waiver of development standards for reduced separation from vehicle repair to a residential use in conjunction with a vehicle sales facility on 1.2 acres in a C2 general commercial zone generally located on the west side of Boulder Highway, 1,200 feet north of Desert Inn Road within the Winchester Township for possible action. Is the applicant or representative here?
I am here.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Excellent.
Good.
For the record, my name is Tron Slade. I'm representing Choice Automotive LLC. Address is 5893 Audrey Falls Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89131. All right. So I was here, I believe, 2 weeks ago.
Correct.
Okay. And we had to get some measurements done.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a couple items.
Oh, thank you, sir.
That's for you. And here's a spare, because I thought there was going to be a third person.
Yeah, I think Ken will be here momentarily.
All right. So I have the land surveyor come out and do the measurements.
Is he locked up?
So he did do the measurements. The facility where the service work will be done is approximately roughly about 80 feet from the service location to the apartment. And then going in the other direction is about 100 feet.
Now, that's to the apartment or to the wall?
That's to the apartment, he said.
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. So he did point out, though, that there are buffers between the service apartment and the apartments. And I guess there's an option where trees are considered buffers or wall. In this case, this one has both. It has both trees and wall around the facility as a buffer. Also in the file, you can see that previously there was a letter granting service work to be done to the prior tenant for motorcycle work, which the motorcycle work obviously is a lot louder than cars, of course. So, with that being said, we're hoping that we all can come to an agreement on this, and we can move forward to the next step to open up the facility for service work.
Do we have any comments from the general public? Okay. You just give me a moment.
No problem. Take your time.
So the 8-foot measurement was from where to where?
He measured it from the service facility, which is in the middle of the building.
Okay. And that little part that notches out, that was from that corner, that edge? If I remember right from last brief, it was this section.
This L section here is not being used. That part
this
we're not
right here.
Correct. We're right here in the middle. If I can.
Okay. And so it's 100 feet from.
You measured it 100 feet this way and 80 feet.
80 feet.
Right. Okay. So the apartment kind of shapes in a L shape. I guess it used to be a motel before they turned into an apartment.
The other section is not being leased
by the owner.
No, sir. Is it under storage or something?
Correct. He has it for storage. Okay.
I remember that was the main issue that.
Yeah, it was the main issue, and you did you have an opportunity, sir, to. Revisit the county with this at all?
We did.
Okay.
My wife, who does a lot of that stuff, she got in contact with Brady. Okay, and explained to him that same thing, that we weren't leasing that facility, that L portion that was close to the apartment, and we're going to the mid portion. So upon doing some research, she also explained, you know, discussed with him about the fact that, you know, she saw that there was a permit there previously also.
Excuse me, Chair. I can concur that we received it. It appears that we have the same documents that we received them for staff, and then we add it to the file.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You know, I'm kind of lukewarm on the county's denial on this one. Now that it doesn't seem you're using that building that's closest to the.
Is it still recommended denial with these changes?
Yeah.
It is still.
Yeah, it is still.
Because.
And that's why I'm kind of lukewarm on it. I'm not.
I thought that was the main issue, was that it wasn't the required, was it 20 feet? What's the required distance that it needed to be?
200.
It's got to be 200. It's got to be 200. You're asking for a variance of 120 feet, I think.
Okay.
Am I correct?
That's right.
Yeah. Which is more than 50%, but it's not like we haven't granted things like that before. I mean, it's like I'm the record. I'm not hiding. That's a secret here. Comments from other people. Hi there, other people.
Hi. I'll abstain since I missed your presentation. I don't feel like I have a full picture other than what's on the paper and between you three.
S3, yes, I do.
Probably work it out.
Yeah, okay. Patrick,
and again, my apologies to the applicant and to the colleagues on the board and staff for my tardiness.
I have the bullwhip in the car, don't worry.
All right.
Yes, Patrick.
Those are my questions. Okay. That clears for me the requirements and the official distances.
Judy, do you have any thoughts on this, my dear?
No comment.
Okay. Well, I'm inclined to move for approval. I know the neighborhood, the area of town, and I know some of the history of the place, plus you filled in the history. I also do believe that you will need to comply with the current planning conditions.
Absolutely.
Which will be additional trees.
Okay.
Of substantial size.
Okay.
And also we have service hours on roll-up doors, which means they can't be, except when a car goes and comes.
Okay.
Any other thoughts on this? I'm moved to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Torn.
Okay, so we have two approvals. We have one abstention. And we have one we haven't heard yet. Pardon me, I should ask, any denials?
Reading through the...
I understand. No, take your time. I'm not pushing.
I'll say aye.
Okay, motion carries. Three approvals and one abstention. Thank you for coming back, and thank you for looking into it. And it is with staff conditions and planning department requirements, so this landscape plan is your plan.
Yes, no problem.
Extra wonderful.
Trees, big ones, we'll get it done for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Sure. You want to take over, Ken, or should I finish?
You can keep rolling if you're comfortable.
I'm fine. Thank you. Okay, so we've got a second item and last item. WS-21-0207-Israel Moran and Saavedra. And look.
Sorry, Omar.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. And Lopez Mendoza Maria Ophelia. Oh, it's probably Maria Ophelia Lopez Mendoza.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. You know, commas after the last name would be helpful. Okay, I got it. I figured it out anyway. Waiver of development standards for the following. Reduce setback. And number two, reduce separation in conjunction with a single family home on 2/10 of an acre in an R1 single family residential zone, generally located on the east side of Goucher Drive and the south side of Caballero Way, within Winchester, for possible action. Is the applicant present? Good evening, sir.
How are you? My name is Israel. I come from 3162 Drive. And I come in today because first of all, I'm not going to stay to hire somebody with license. And he told me, you need permit because it's metal. And he said, you need permit if you're going to build with wood. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. So a year later, I get a notice from the office, I need to take my permit and pay the penalty. So the easy way is take them out, and just pay the penalty and nothing happened. But I know how I make a mistake and I want to fix it. That's why I'm here and I pulled the papers in the beginning because I'm bad with the computer. So I pay somebody $300 to pull the papers through the office and he don't do anything. So the second time I paid another $300, another guy, different guy, and I'm here. So I think it's moving forward. So I have a couple pictures in here. Also I have a letters from my neighbors. Mm. And they say it's fine with them. They don't have a problem with that. And the reason I pulled the carport when I moved in there, pulled my cars in there, my baby's 2 years old at that time, and they had a skin rash. So the doctor told me it's because when you go to the car, the car is really hot because my wife had to pick it up the kids for school and throw the baby in the car and she gets skin rash. My wife too, so okay, so we decided, okay, let's put a carport down too. At least it's not too hot inside. That's the reason I did that. But I don't know if I have a 20-foot setback. I don't know that. So after I started running those papers in here. But I got some letters in here. You want to see it? I don't have mm-hmm. 3 copies.
All my neighbors. Didn't know they needed a 20-foot setback either, huh?
Yeah. I would think they would know that.
Yeah, I would think so too. Oh, there you are. This is the same one here. These are neighbor letters.
That's my neighbors. My
neighbor letters. Okay, very
letters.
Good.
They say they're Spanish. They don't have any problem with them. So.
Okay, well, that's nice. This is another neighbor. Boy, this masking really makes it hard to separate pages. Flick your fingers. Okay. I'll pass these on down. Those are 3 letters from neighbors.
Excuse me, sir. Have you provided those copies of those letters to staff?
Yeah.
You did give those to the staff member?
Okay.
I just have it. Okay.
These are evidently pictures of other structures in the area.
Yeah,
are any of these yours, sir?
Yeah, the last one.
Last one is yours. Okay. So these are other ones that are in the similar situation.
But
I don't write the address, nothing. I just take the picture. I don't
want to
be.
No, we're not.
Do you have the addresses? Because I know your street, and there's no other structure on your street that is as close to the wall as yours is.
No, it's not in my same street, in the same houses.
Yeah. This is not Paradise Palm, and this is not either.
It's morning, man. Like I say,
this is in Paradise Palms, right? Is that Gaucho? Is that in?
Gaucho is, yes.
Yeah, okay, Gaucho very good. That's what I thought. Yeah. I just wanted confirmation, because I don't drive that area that often.
This is a similar one, but it's set back far from the street. That one's on Camelback, I believe.
I think we have a Paradise Palms expert on the panel. Or two.
Two now.
Yeah.
Two. Or two.
Are we...
We're discussing.
Okay.
So, go for it.
Okay. One thing that's happening in the neighborhood right now is there's a lot of residents. I live in the neighborhood. I'm on Brazos down the street, and there's an effort to obtain historical designation for the area because of the architectural significance of the area where you live and where some of us live. And my concern is setting a precedent. And, you know, that's always the concern with these codes. You know, they're put in place for reasons, and you let one person bend the rules, and then all of a sudden we have everyone that wants a carport, right? Because there's not a lot of garages in these homes. I personally had a carport, and you know, when you buy these homes, you know, if you need a garage or if you need a cover, that should be considered when you move into the area. And what, you know, what we don't want as neighbors, I mean, I know your neighbors, these are great letters and everything, but is to see more and more of these structures come up covering, because there are not a lot of garages and people do want shade, but you also have to consider obviously the code, but also the, you know, the efforts to obtain a historical designation, and then just the unsightliness of having carports coming right up to the edge of the road. That's my concern.
And someone's is on, and someone's pictures, the carports is on top of the wall.
Right.
And mine is like 6 feet inside. I say 6 feet, probably is enough.
Yeah, we've had that before. We've had people come.
Yeah, and
that
someone
had
is on top
wall.
Of the walls, so the road walls. So that one is kind of dangerous.
All right. Well, I have no questions.
Any questions, Judith? Judith?
I have no questions.
Thank you, dear. Okay. Do we have a motion?
Yeah, I'll move to deny for the reasons I stated.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor of denial of this application, please say aye.
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 Thank you.
Sorry, sir.
Thank you very much.
We still go to the Planning Commission on June 6th, 15th.
Yeah, the Planning Commission could still, they could disagree with us and give you an approval.
Yeah, but at least it's another step.
Yeah.
I hope they say okay. Because I, believe me, when I started with this, I can't even sleep right.
Yeah.
Because I tried to do my best, and I back with the computer, so.
It's not your fault. The contractor that you had originally obtained didn't set the situation up for you to be successful.
And I say, okay, maybe he was right a year later when I get a notice. So.
No, yeah.
All right, so we're done?
Yes, sir. Thank you for coming.
So you want me to send the letters to the plan?
Yeah, make sure you email those to the plan.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Any other general business? Any comments from... I don't think we have any general public left, but any comments from anybody? Okay. Not seeing anything. Our next meeting is June 8th, 2021. Thank you, and good evening.